Blackstone Audio presents The Devil's Share by Wallace Strobe. This book is read by Colleen Marlowe. Fear begins where desire ends. Balthazar Gracian. This American system of ours, call it Americanism, call it capitalism, call it what you like, gives to each and every one of us a great opportunity if only we seize it with both hands and make the most of it. Al Capone. Interview with journalist Claude Cockburn, Chicago, 1930. 1. With dusk, the setting sun turned the ocean to fire. Chris stood on the balcony and looked out across the hills, the houses there almost hidden by the trees. Through the haze, she could see all the way out to the beach and the amusement pier, the darkening water beyond. Up here, the traffic noise from Santa Monica Boulevard was just a hum. A breeze stirred the trees below, the scent of night-blooming jasmine rising up. She looked down over the ornate marble railing, a 30-foot drop and a flagstone patio there, surrounded by a lush garden, willow trees, a stone fountain in the middle, water tinkling gently.
$1 million view, Hicks said behind her.
She turned as he came out on the balcony. The French doors were open, the curtains moving in the breeze. More than that, I'd guess, she said. He was in his early 30s, lean and fit, dark hair cropped short, a 2 days' growth of beard. He'd been waiting for her when she'd walked out of the terminal at LAX and into the afternoon heat. She hadn't been happy when she saw the car, a gleaming black four-door Jaguar. A vehicle like that would stick out, turn heads. But she'd kept her mouth shut as he put her overnight bag in the trunk, held the passenger door for her. He'd worn his shirt and tie at the airport, but now was in stone-washed jeans, a tight black t-shirt. There was a tattoo on the inside of his left forearm, a green and red snake curled around a dagger.
He's ready to see you now, he said. I mean, if you're ready.
She looked west again. The sun was all but gone. The gardens below and the trees downslope lost in shadow. The boulevard was a long line of red taillights. She followed him through the doors and into a big room with an oak work table in its center, paintings on the walls, the domed ceiling lost in shadow. She stopped in front of a lithograph of a wolf, its head back.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?